joining us now, and she is one of the three stars of the Triples Alley show in NBC Sports Bay Area. It is Carmen Q, part of Weekends in the Park as well. Carmen, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marty. How are you?
Doing fine. It's been quite a week of Giants baseball, you know, and I can't wait to get your emoji for this week. They do have a nice five-game winning streak, courtesy of the Angels and the Diamondbacks, two teams that are really struggling right now. So what emoji do you have for the Giants this week?
I think the one I have for the Giants this week is the one that has the little inspector eyeglass in front of it, where
okay.
It's, you know, I'm not sure what's happening right now. Like you said, the Giants have been on a win streak, and the last time we talked, they couldn't buy a win. It was just like a totally different situation. So I was actually going to ask you, do you think it's because they are playing teams that are struggling, or have you actually seen a change in kind of the way that the Giants are playing?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. One, they're playing better ball, which means they can beat teams that are struggling. So they're grinding out at bats. They're hitting home runs when they need them. These two-strike hits are unbelievable. Getting on base to start innings, putting pitchers in stretches, beating up on bad bullpens, which they did for the Angels, and they did last night and the night before for Arizona as well. So I think it's a little bit of both. And then the other side is, as I said earlier in the show, the rotation the last time through, 2.61, and they're getting more innings out of the rotation so they don't have to overwork the bullpen. So there are a lot of good things happening. Home runs as well, and guess who's here? Joey Bart. And
I think
Joey Bart makes a huge difference. I really do. Look, they put him up last night in a pinch-hitting situation, and that lefty didn't have stuff that was going to overwhelm Joey Bart, I'll tell you that. And he just crushed the ball, and he turned the inning around, and I think he's a big part of it too. So I think there's a lot of things going on. They're playing better. And by playing better, they're beating teams they should. Now, what happens this week when the Dodgers come in will be another story.
Yeah, I know. I think it'll be interesting to watch. But I think good point on Joey Bart. And I think everybody is asking themselves, what would have happened if Joey Bart had been here since the beginning, right? He certainly seems just ready to play. He doesn't seem like he needs time to adjust. He's just diving right in and making an impact right away.
No, he was ready in spring training. He's no different than he looked in spring training, to tell you the truth. And frankly, you know, we know why they kept him down for arbitration reasons and money reasons and all that. But if he was up here from the beginning, the one thing they wouldn't have would be four catchers interference, I'll tell you that. That's number one. And number two, I think he'd be hitting fifth. You know, I don't think they put him third or fourth, but I think he would be a solid number five hitter. And they do damage against left-handed pitching right now. And now with him in there against left-handed pitching, we saw it last night when the lefty reliever came in. That lefty reliever was not getting this guy out with that stuff. So he's a huge part. So now what do you do, Carmen? And, you know, This week is a big week of baseball, and then the trade deadline. We went through this last year. You were in the middle of all these discussions on TV last year with Bumgarner. Do you save Cueto and the rest of them? Do you go out and get a couple of relievers and try to make the playoffs, or what do you do?
I mean, if you had asked me last week, I would have been just, you know, go ahead and let go of everybody, because it looked like the Giants could not win and didn't really have a chance, especially when it comes to teams like the A's, the Dodgers, and people that they'd really have to compete against. But this week, they do look a little bit different. I do think their bullpen needs a boost if they want to have a chance, not only to make the playoffs, but to make any sort of impact when they're there. So, I don't know. I'm a little on the fence because it doesn't seem like they're knocking it out of the park in terms of, you know, they're definitely going to go far. Mm-hmm. And they're also not really losing so badly that you could say that, you know, just go ahead and sell, you know. So, I don't know. I'd ask you the same question. What do you think?
Bullpen. I think they'd have to really do something with the bullpen if they think they're going to be in this thing.
Well, do you think they're going to be in this thing?
Well, I think yes, and I've said this before, and I said this last year. Remember when you and I got into it?
Oh yeah.
This division does not impress me, other than the Dodgers. Now San Diego has turned into a home run hitting machine, 54 home runs or something crazy. But Colorado and Arizona don't feel that they're going to win every game. San Diego's got bullpen issues. They've got starting pitching issues. So I think, like I felt last year, I think the Giants can do something in this division, because now not only does the first team get in, the second team gets in, and plus you got a chance at a wild card. So I think I'm bullish on the Giants.
You are? Okay. You're feeling positive, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And, you know, I know we do a yes or hard pass every week, and you kind of just brought up the topic that I was going to ask you about, so might as well get into it. And this is really around, I'm sure you saw Fernando Tatis Jr. And him hitting a grand slam on a 3-0 pitch when they were up, I think, 7 runs against the Texas Rangers. So I'm going to ask you, I know you're very old school. You don't like when talk to each other. So I want to get your yes or hard pass. It's okay to swing at a 3-0 pitch when you're up big in the game. Yes or hard pass?
I'm going to give it a big yes. I have no problem whatsoever. It's within the game. Now, if you're stealing a base, you're up 14-0 and you're stealing third base, you know, there's a sportsmanship issue. But when you have a pitcher that's loaded the bases and a pitcher that's pitching, I don't think you have any obligation not to swing. I think if the pitcher throws a pitch and it's in your area, you want to swing at it, swing at it. And I think it's frankly ridiculous. And I'm disappointed that people will take the position that, well, it's 3-0, you got a big lead, take a strike. I don't think you have to do that. I think you have a bat in your hand, the pitcher's got the ball, the pitcher put himself in trouble, and if he wants to put one down the middle of 3-0, you have every right in the world to swing at it. Plus, a kid is having fun, and that's a part of baseball that we like. You guys like it. You love it on the Triples Alley show, and I'm going to give it a big yes.
Wow. Well, tell me, what's the difference between stealing a base then? Because the pitcher also put himself in that position, and if, you know, the opportunity presents itself, why can't
It's just sort of to give yourself another run or put yourself in scoring position, and you're up, you know, by 9 or 10 runs at that point. It may be more of an individual accomplishment as opposed to who knows what's going to happen if you swing 3-0. There's a little difference in my mind between a stolen base and swinging away. You swing away, anything can happen. But if you feel they're not watching you and you're up by 9 runs and you're just going to take a base, that's kind of rubbing it in.
Okay. All right. I'm surprised. Do you still think that teams shouldn't be talking to each other before the game?
Absolutely. No fraternization.
No. That kills the party.
I know you love it. But no, I believe it. I believe, you know, baseball is a tough game. I don't want to say a man's game, but it's a game where you come to win a game. And whatever it takes to win a game, if you're Frank Robinson or if you're Brandon Crawford, I don't think you should be giggling with Mike Trout. I think that you should be there to win the game. And if you want to go to someone's house afterwards, be my guest. But when you're on that field, you're here to win a game and not make friends. That's just the way I feel about baseball. Let me ask you this, Carmen Q. And you've been such good friends with the Pence family, Hunter and Lexi.
Yeah.
And I know Hunter was DFA'd. And Woe and I talked about it, and Kerry and I talked about it. Maybe your thoughts about Hunter and what his future may be.
I mean, you know, it's obviously hard to see Hunter go this way from the Giants. He's been such a leader in the clubhouse and such a, you know, I think he's been a really big part of Giants history as well. So I don't think anybody wanted to see him be DFA'd like that. You know, I hope he, all I can say is, you know, obviously I'm close with the Pences, so it's hard for me to comment. I just hope that whatever he ends up doing next, he's happy. And you know, he has success, because it's a hard thing for me to answer because it's still so fresh in my mind, and, you know, I just want them to be happy. That's basically all I can say.
Yeah, well, he will be a success no matter what he does. And Kerry and I talked about it a little bit, and Kerry was right. Early on, the at-bats were very, very tough outs. Maybe as the at-bats were fewer, he struggled a little bit more on the, you know, the tougher sides of the at-bats. But I still think there's something there. He didn't look like he did when he left the last time. I still think against left-handed pitching, there's still something in the tank, and I hope he gets a chance somewhere.
Do you think, what is your opinion? Do you think anybody will be looking to pick up Hunter Pence, and what teams do you think?
Well, you know, I'd have to go through all the teams in baseball to see who's struggling against left-handed pitching and who could use someone coming off the bench, because he's not going to play a lot in the field. We know that. He had a couple of miscues here that sort of are going to follow him around on the field. But for a team that needs a left-handed hitter, who maybe the Blue Jays, not the Blue Jays, but the Rangers again, where he had a lot of success. But we'd have to look and see who's struggling against left-handed pitching, because I'll tell you this honestly, and I realized Kerry is right. The at-bats were more of a struggle later on, but I think there's still something there.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. Hey, great to have you with us as always on this Sunday morning, and I love the emoji. This week is the guy with the little magnifying glass. Is that it?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. I like that. The dog is coming to town. I think everything will become a little more crystallized.
Okay. All right. Look forward to talking to you next week, Carmen. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Marty. Talk to you later.
All right. That is Carmen Q. Always a pleasure to have her on Sunday morning. All right. A very interesting author is coming up next. His name is Jim Overmyer, Overmyer. He wrote a book called Come Posey of the Homestead Grays, and it's an amazing story about a Hall of Famer and the legendary Negro League team, the Homestead Grays, and what Come Posey did to put that team together and be an icon, not only in baseball but basketball, and Jim wrote a wonderful book about him. We're going to have Jim on right after this.